Today we lift up your city and San Bernardino, the city of. Father God, we lift up our city and our county seat primarily, San Bernardino. You know all that goes on within its borders. You know it was ranked 58 out of 183 most populated sinful cities in the U.S. in 2023. That it got an F crime grade for drug crimes at 42%, which is very high. That it contends with gangs. That it's the only city with a Planned Parenthood in our county that actually performs abortions and is home to the county's government. We cry out for change, for lives to be transformed by the gospel. That those that are believers to be bold in sharing their faith. For churches to pray for the stronghold of drugs, greed, and lust to be broken over the city. For gang members to come to Christ and experience complete freedom. For law enforcement to be strengthened and respected and find ways to do their job with high standards, ethics, and to serve and protect this tough area. We repent on behalf of the sins committed in this community. The ones that make it on the sinful list included excess vices, anger, hatred, and laziness. We pray instead that people will find Jesus as their source of healing, internally and externally, for them to find the good plans you have for them, to find purpose and jobs that give them dignity and not shame, that they would experience your mercy and be able to forgive those who've hurt them. We declare Jesus is Lord of San Bernardino. And what you planned that was good for that city would happen, and not even the gates of hell would prevail as your people rise up in faith, in unity, continuing to pray until we see changes in our county seat. In Jesus' mighty name. San Bernardino has a population of almost 219,000. It is the most populated city in the county and the county seat. It is home to several gangs. It hosts the county government offices. It has a lot of churches. CSUSB is there with almost 19,000 students, and San Bernardino Valley College has almost 11,000 students. Its poverty is 30%. So Lord, we pray that we would deepen our love for San Bernardino and the people there, that we would have divine appointments and divine inspiration and wisdom on how to pray for it. People would practice hospitality, and that they would faithfully be good neighbors and look for ways to reach their neighbors, that they would see their neighborhood with your eyes, that our hearts would break for those things that break your heart, O God. We pray for the buildings that are there, the nonprofits, the schools, the businesses, the churches, and pray that you would protect them from harm and use them for good. We pray that people will pray more as they drive through instead of complaining, and that you would soften our hearts, center us in Christ, that we would listen to your Holy Spirit and respond in love. In Jesus' name, amen.